Saturday Night Sega.
Some half an hour after I was originally told I could come on air, I'm on air! Lols, hi, my name's Gavi, welcome to Saturday Night Sega. We're part of Radio Sega Winterfest, and I was hoping, we could have potentially had a 2-hour episode. I'd have been happy with 90 minutes, but we've got 80. We'll do. Well, actually, it's probably closer to 75. But we are going to try and smash through as many requests as we can over the next however long. I don't want to overrun too much. I am aware that Mars Girl is starting at midnight. And I know that Twinny has forewarned that there might be a little bit of an overrun. But I don't want to do that because I'm not nasty. And I'm also ill. I don't know if you're going to be able to hear that. I've got a snuffly nose. I need fruit through everything out of whack by tech issues. I will bring it back. I will bring it back on track because I am boss mans. And we will get it. Don't bother trying to. We'll see what we can do. We'll see what we can do. So, I've got a sniffle. Yeah. I wasn't sure how long you'd be out. I wasn't out. I was actually at home. I had friends around, you see. Anyway, we had a Christmas party. I've got a cold. Not that ill. You know, I'm not exactly dying. I mean, if people want to, if people want to feel sorry for me and send me presents, then yes, I am clearly very, very, very ill, and you do need to send me presents. But okay, this is what we're going to do. For those of you who don't normally listen to Saturday Night Sega. For those of you who don't normally listen to Saturday Night Sega and you want to know, stop it. You, Mina's here before she falls asleep. Yeah. Say hi to all of the people that don't normally tune into this show. Because it's Winterfest weekend, which means there's lots of people tuned in.
Yes.
I say lots of people. Let's have a look on the Icecast stream and see how many people are tuned in. 25? Woohoo! That is lots. Skotnik has never heard of Saturday Night Sega in his life. I'm the one. If it wasn't for me, Scott, you wouldn't be where you are right now. So don't give me that. And before anybody thinks that I'm being big-headed about that, I did let him onto Saturday Night Sega when he was but a 7-year-old boy. He wasn't that young, but he was young. So, you know, just remember where you got your start, boy. Good thing Alexis is asleep. Probably she is asleep, and it takes a lot to wake her up unless she's actually awake. You're getting lots of highs.
Hi.
Resident SD says evening taco. TCB says hi taco. Alary the Winter Dragon says hi taco. John the VG Nerd is confused that you're there. Twinny has done a post taco. Gum has posted a taco with a gif of a taco. Don't forget the 6 on the stream at the bottom of the list. Oh yeah, the 6. All right, well, 31 then. He was 7. He wasn't 7. Who do we message to win? Well, I'd say DM Mina to win, but I don't know whether she's got her Discord on properly for that purpose.
No, I'm also on 4% battery.
She's also on 4% battery, so you can't DM her to win, unfortunately. That's not going to quite work. Jamie says, hi, Mina. Dr. Skotnik says, I'm always 7. John the VG Nerd is hungry for taco. SD asks, why are you in your own home this evening?
What?
Why are you in your own home? She wasn't in her own home yesterday. She went out for a Christmas party. Rexy has posted Taco Taco Wheat Wheat.
Taco Taco Wheat Wheat?
Yeah, like a smack in the face.
Face.
Right, so yes, anyway, if you haven't listened to Saturday Night Sega before and you don't know what we're doing tonight, we're doing what's called a request roulette episode. Basically, what that means is if you want to request a song, you've got to give me a number and I will look at the Radio Sega request chart and I will play the song that equates to that number. As Twinny has just put in the Discord, you can request from number 2 to number 1021. Give Taco a fist bump from me, says Scott Nick. There you go.
Wow.
The fist has been bumped. There are some rules that are dedicated that are specific to this one. Because I've been ill, I've not really been on my laptop a lot. I haven't done a playlist update for the month of November. So if one of the songs that you request is from one of the soundtracks that I don't have, I'm not going to be able to play it. I'm sorry. I will let you know and you can pick another number. If you choose Sonic Frontiers, I also will not play it because one, I don't have the soundtrack yet. Two, I haven't played the game yet and I want to go in blind with the music. So I've not listened to any of it. The exception being Undefeatable because I was curious to know what Sonic Metal sounded like and it sounds awesome. That's the only song I've heard from the Frontier soundtrack though, and the short teaser version of I'm Here, but that's it. I haven't listened to anything else. So if you pick a Sonic Frontiers track, again, not going to play it because I don't own the game. And also to try and get through people as quickly as possible, and I have got 8 messages that I haven't read yet, I would very kindly ask that you only make 1 request per person, and if we have time at the end of the show, then we'll stick in another one. So if you want to make a request, you DM me. My name is Gavi. I'm in the show hosts list apparently. Oh, there I am. Yep. If you look at the Discord chat list, I'm the 3rd name down. It says Gavi. It's awesome. Silver Sonic says, do they still call them Christmas Doos in the UK? They do. Christmas Doos. I went to a Christmas party the other day. Mina went to a Christmas Do yesterday and came home so drunk she thought her one blanket was 2 blankets and was getting quite angry at me because she asked me to separate them. I think she would have been angrier if I'd have taken a pair of scissors to them and cut it in half, so that I actually did what she asked me to do, and then blamed her for having done it. But she seems, as she's wrapped up in it right now, she seems quite content in the fact that I didn't do that. But Dr. Scottnik went to a Christmas don't. What is a Christmas don't? SD has called you disgraceful for trying to separate us. Right. Messages. I should probably get these in. Right, let me write them down. Hang on. Like I said, Paulie needs to do coughs. Tis not COVID. I've got the request chart on my laptop as well because my phone's on 15% battery. So in the unlikely event it dies, that I can then still find the chart. I've got 2 message requests. I'll get to them in a minute. Hang on. Boop, boop, boop. How are you all, anyway? Hope you're doing okay. What's... Ooh. It's been a week. In the sense of... Well, I don't know. Dr. Skonik has requested 2 numbers. Scott, my dear fellow, first or second one, because I can't play both. In fact, actually, Silver Sonic has requested 1, so you can have the other one. It's a lot of high numbers. Right, where's Jamie? And then 2. Oh, hang on. SSD. I don't really get what the taco's there for, but okay. Yep. Yep. Oh. Yep, okay, that's fine. That number's a good one. I'm asking how everyone really is. I'm not actually reading Discord yet. Oh. Right. No one went low. Yeah, they were all quite high. What's Gom? Gom said, I love Gom being on air. She makes me howl. I was sourced enough yesterday from my work Christmas party to make friends with the takeout guy as he was closing and got 10 chicken wings for free and spent the next hour telling my mum on the phone how happy I am about fried chicken, apparently. Awesome. Moral of the story, give me fried chicken, become my best friend. I'm a Labrador in a person costume. Yes. Fiddle missed the instructions. Yeah, you send me a direct message with the number that you would like. Rexy's made a request. Oof. How am I going to fit these in an hour? Well, Viper's told me I can overrun a little bit. So I definitely don't think we're going to need to... we're definitely not going to be overrunning. Gom has made a request. Can't go any lower than that. That's fine. That's all good. Where else are we? I thought you said something about messaging a taco. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, I suppose. Get help. We dragged Gom into a voice call once completely. She was like, add me. And yeah, I did. And then she completely clammed up and wouldn't talk to us. It was like, it was as if she didn't take us seriously. Chicken sourced from a phone booth. No one went low. So, right, yep, that's fine. I can play that one. Ooh. Well, I think that should just about... Well, if anyone else makes any requests, that's fine. I've definitely got plenty in the sense of I'm not going to need anybody to request more than one number. Because, yeah, there's a lot here already. I'm just going to have to figure out what we're doing. Is there any Sonic news? Is there any Sonic news that we can talk about? Nothing major, is there? You know, not as if there's been a big cartoon that came out this week or anything. But I started watching without Alexis, but it's fine because she started watching it today and she's got about 6 episodes in by herself. She really, really liked it. There we go. There's a message request there. But yeah, that's not a thing, is it? Nobody brought that out. Right. We should play some tunes. Whilst you're awake, do you want to help? Mm-hmm. Okay, so currently... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, I'm not, I've lost count now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. There's 15 requests so far. Although, actually, no, there's 16 now. Do you give me a number between 1 and 16?
7.
Right. So let's see who's requested number 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We'll start with Scott. Why not? What could possibly go wrong? We're starting with Scott Nick's request. Quite a bit. You watch as it's a song I don't have. Oh no, actually, I think I do have that. I do. Right then, we'll start with Dr. Scott Nick's request. He's decided to be a funny little... Thanks, Father Gav. You're all right. You're all right, son. Scottson, whatever. Anyway, this is what request number 420 gets you, because he tried to be a funny little Australian dude. Should I attempt to pronounce the name of this track? This is Buggy Tape, Aiwo Torimodose, Fist of the North Star from Fist of the North Star Lost Paradise, the Ryo Gagatoku studio game. It's actually genuinely pretty decent. It's not as good as the Yakuza games, but it's decent enough. That was request number 21 in the chart and requested by Mr. Resident SD, who made a one-off return to the Radio Sega airwaves with the 8-bit mix of Late Live last night. Before that, we played It's My Day from Nightshade, which is a Shinobi spin-off slash sequel thing, whatever. That was requested by Hydro, who wanted number 33 in the chart. And then we started off with Sarah Mysterious, Gostropolis. I don't know. I can't read the full title. It's not showing me it because I can't hover over it to see it. Oh, there we are. Yeah, Gostroptosis. Gostroptosis. I don't actually know what that word is. Good pronunciation, says Rafsi. Thank you. I did well there. That was from Virtua Fighter 3 on the vocal, which apparently the lyrics are about the fighters, but the music is for a completely different stage. So, okay. And that was requested by Dr. Skotnik, who wanted number 420. He'd made a funny number request, as had Cyberspace Surfer, who is, posted it in the main Discord. But someone else has already beaten both of them to it. So, sorry, lads. Right, so yeah, Sonic Prime's a thing. Normally we like to have long conversations about these, but because there's a massive wealth of music that I need to get into, then I kind of need to play the music because I don't want to overrun massively anyway. There's probably going to be a slight overrun, but I don't want to overrun massively. So all I want to say is yes, I've binged Sonic Prime. You can very clearly tell that Netflix have chopped it up into seasons and that it's not the way that the animators have done it. So it's a bit of a shame in that regard, because it just ends. And obviously Netflix haven't revealed when the second season, in air marks, is being released. But, you know, the initial 8 episodes that they've given, very, very good. I still think it's better than... I still think Sonic Boom is slightly better than Prime, but Prime's very close. Very, very close to taking the top spot. I don't want to say too much about it, because we found out on the Twitch stream yesterday morning that Aleri hasn't watched it yet. So I don't want to go into too much for fear of spoilers. But yeah, I quite liked it. It's all right. I think it's right on the verge of being my favourite Sonic cartoon. But then I did grow up with Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog and Sonic Saturn. And I never actually watched Sonic Underground, although I do have it on DVD and I will get around to watching it at some point. But, yeah. Right, let's get some more tunes on. I always like to put my own requests in a Request Roulette episode. I normally do 2, though we are only doing... Well, there's only the 1. Because I am also adhering to my own rule here. Can I play the song... I can't even play the song that I've put in, because it's a soundtrack that I don't have. Oh, could I potentially do the other one? There's 2 numbers that I normally do. Can I do the other one? Because if so, I'll just change it. You watch as I can't do that either. I should be able to do this one. Let's have a look. Do we want another song that's 5 minutes long? Actually, do you know what? I'm going to go for it. I'm going to change it. I normally do number 86, but can't do number 86 because I haven't got it. So we'll switch that to number 11, which is a song I do have. It sounds a little bit like this.
I get the 19 high. Body up, South Carolina.
You don't know me, so we keep a calendar outside. Cold.
Jamie sat there in the Discord saying, I hope this request was mine. He's got a bit of a thing for Wilderness on from Golden Axe. So this is Death Adder and Wilderness from the ZX Spectrum version of Golden Axe. And I can tell you that it was request number 847 in the chart. It's only there because Jamie requested it, but it's only in the request roulette because Green Viper actually requested that one. So it's not Jamie's. Jamie's is, but we did play Jamie's request in this block, which was the song that we played beforehand. Natsu e Natsu, the long version from Love and Berry, Dress Up and Dance. That was request number 777 in the chart. And then we started off with Naked Eyes, the vocal version from Guilty Gear X, which, yeah, the drums did sound a little bit like Sonic Runners. I'll give it that. That was a song that I put in for myself. That was number 11 in the chart. I couldn't play number 86 because it was from Viewpoint, which is a soundtrack I don't have. What I will probably do is, once I'm uploading this podcast, I will probably start downloading soundtracks so that I'm at least ready for the December one, because I have a feeling there may well be some Sonic Frontiers music in there. But there we go. Right, let's see what's going on. Ravsig has sent... Oh, no, that's all right. He sent it requested. I'm at a point now that if anybody else wants to send any more requests, I've got enough. I won't be able to play them, I'm afraid. But do come back in January when we do the December request roulette. Do that, please. That would be good. Will Frontiers be there? Yeah, quite possibly. Because I'll have played it by then. Because we do the request roulette sort of a month behind. So whilst it's the 17th of December, we're doing the request roulette for November. And actually, this is the first time I've done a live show in a couple of weeks as well, isn't it? Because I've been busy the last 2 weeks. You know, Christmas party and then... or Christmas do, if you want. And then obviously Nightmare Before Christmas and the Harry Potter studio tour last weekend. So watch No Frontiers tracks come up in December's show. Do you know what? The funny thing is I don't actually think there's been any Sonic Frontiers tracks in the November chart. Oh no, there is. There's four. Wow, okay. Yeah, there's four songs. So Sonic Frontiers turns up in the November chart four times. Nobody has requested those numbers, which is fine, because I'm obviously not going to play them if you did. Anyway, I want to try and keep things rolling. I'm aware that Mars Girl is due to start in about half an hour. I've got three songs queued up, and then after that, I've still got another 9 more to play. So that makes another, three music blocks. So, and obviously, I haven't checked the song lengths, so I have no idea how long these songs are. So I don't want to get caught with somebody having requested the White Space medley or something daft like that. So we're going to go straight into the next batch of three tracks, starting off with a request from Silver Sonic, because he's the one that I have assigned the funny, jokey request to. This is what request number 69 sounds like. We'll be right back. So the actual request, I don't know if it's the same or not. The actual request is Flash on Columns on the 8-bit. But the only one that I've got that was resembling an 8-bit is the Game Gear version. So I don't know if it's the same or not. That was request number 317 in the chart, requested by Rexy. People in Discord are wondering who's actually requested the track and thinks it might be a bot. So I've actually gone back on the chart and have a look at it. It's had one request by a user called Cheese. So not a bot, unless the bot's called itself Cheese, which is a bit of a strange name for a bot, I'll be honest. But yeah, there we go. That's what that was. Before that, we played Stage 3, the Flugelheim Museum from Batman. That was requested by Ilari. That's the 24 crew request for the week. Rexy asked for eight bit columns, and I don't know whether it's the same. But yeah, jeez. I got, can't laugh too much because it's making me cough. Same brain cell that Gum and Ilari were sharing there. Yep, with the same GIF. Oh dear. Tricky bots without unsuspecting names. I don't know. Anyway, before that, then we played Stand Up Against Myself, the Omake bonus edition from Thunder Force 4. That was requested by Silver Sonic, who wanted number 69. I have sent Fiddle a DM. The track that they've requested is one from the Mega Drive Mini 2 Celebration album, which I don't have, so I can't play it. Gum also requested a track from that album. I can't play it, but Gum's been able to get me a new one. But yes, if you could obviously send me a DM with a different number, then we'll I'll get that request changed. But yeah. Oh, Scott. Scott and Gum, that's just a pairing that's just waiting to happen, isn't it, really? You see them on Discord and you're like, ah. As long as I get an invite, that's all that matters. Right. Let's see, where are we? 20 mins. Best crack on. Cyberspace Surfer was obviously was one who tried to post the funny number. But didn't get there in time. Changed it for this one, and I'm not entirely sure this request is going to go down well with the Radio Sega audience. We'll be right back. If everything runs to its full length, we are currently looking at overrunning by about 23 minutes, but I can pull that back. So, yeah, we'll pull it back. Don't you panic. We'll be fine. That, what you've just been listening to, is Break Time from Sega GT 2002. That was requested eventually by GOM, who had to make three different requests. Originally requested number 2, which I can't play because it was from the Mega Drive Mini 2 album. Then requested 57, which somebody else has already requested. Then eventually landed on 23, which was fine. I could play that one. So yeah, Break Time from Sega GT 2002. She's having a conversation with, well, Scottnik has said, I'm having the most cursed conversation with GOM right now. Someone please help. Look, what you two do in private is completely between yourself, guys. I'm not getting involved in that. Before that, kind of a really, really interesting Hatsune Miku track, because it actually didn't sound like one. requested by Mr. Business, who I have not seen before, but apparently we've got no mutual servers in common, even though it does say two mutual servers in the Radio Sega and the Sega Forever Discords. I don't know. Anyway, requested number 67. That was FM Funk, the We Love Sega mix. Apparently, We Love Michael Jackson as well. Quite a few samples there from that. But yeah, number 67 in the chart from there. From the from Hatsune Miku, Get Ready. I have no idea what that is. I don't think it's a game. It's probably a sampler soundtrack or something to that effect. And then we started off playing a track which apparently people do like. So that's fine. Fine by me, I don't mind. Carnival Night Zone Act 2, the beta version, which I believe is also a very similar version to the one that's in Sonic Oranges. That was requested by Cyberspace Surfer, who wanted number 8 in the chart. Right then, let's see, what am I playing next? So we are going, because obviously, you know, it's a request roulette. People who normally listen have actually also taken the time out to request as well, including John the VG Nerd, who has gone with this one.
Hi everybody, big welcome to the wonderful world of Radio DC. This is your Shuri Katsuya Kobayashi, and together we are going to have big fun, and I'm just about ready to take you away. I can see you moving up and down. Hope you're enjoying every moment, man. Radio DC going funky with the ever-popular theme of the Rescue Squad. We are the Burning Rangers.
Just feel the
Right, let's try and claw some of the overrun back, because you are listening to Saturday Night Sega on Radio Sega as part of Winterfest 2022. 4 days of shows, snow and Sega. I've probably got that the wrong way around, but I don't care. It's three S's and they're whatever. My phone's died, so I can't actually check which way around it should be, and Discord's taking a bit of a time to load on the old laptop. So you were just listening to Digiboy, requested by Ravseeg, who wanted number 57 in the chart. That's from F0GX. Before that, Super Sonic Racing from Sonic R, number 412 in the chart. Quite low down there. Requested by 20. And then John VG Nerd from Radio DC, the reprise and deeply sound mix version of We Are Burning Rangers from the album Radio DC. We've got two more requests left. We've got one from Fiddle and we've got one from TCB. We're going to be playing Fiddle's one now. Originally requested number 88, but again from the Mega Drive Mini 2 arrangement album, the Celebration album. So I don't have that yet. I haven't downloaded it. So requested a second number. And I do have that one, and it does sound a little bit like this. in an effort to claw some time back so Mars Girl isn't running too late, we're looking at about 10 minutes. I'm going to take the last 60 seconds of this song to just let you know what's going on. So this was Hanging Waters from Echo the Dolphin, Defender of the Future, requested by TCB, which was number 482 in the chart. Then we played Town from Light Crusader, number 123 in the chart, requested by Fiddle. The next song that you're about to hear in about 40 seconds time is the number one request for the month of November. It had 20 requests, outright winner. I'm normally on Twitch Tuesdays, and Tuesday this week we're playing Proteus. That's at 10 p.m. UK time on Tuesday. Next Saturday, it's Christmas Eve. I'll be on 10 o'clock UK time. We're going to play some wintry music, something nice and festive. My Christmas present to you, 2 hours of awesome, awesome tunes to get you in the Christmas mood. And then the week after that, playing music from the year 2022. It's Saturday Night Sega Glitched in the final Radio Sega show of 2022. This is the number one request for November. My name's been Gavi. This has been Saturday Night Sega. Mars Girl is up next on Winterfest.